KJAN Sports.
And good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen with a check of sports. Our report brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, the only boys high school basketball game, or for that matter, the only high school basketball game we have to report on today is the game with Mount Pleasant and Harlan. And it was Mount Pleasant beating the Harlan Cyclones 70-63 in boys hoops. In the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers will carry a four-game winning streak into their Christmas Day rematch of the NBA Finals. LeBron James dropped in 19 points, and Kevin Love had 14 and 15 rebounds as the Cavs hammered the visiting Brooklyn Nets 119-99. Kyrie Irving had 13 points and 10 assists for the Cavaliers, who never trailed, and built a 14-point lead in the second half. The Cavs are an Eastern Conference leading 22-6 following their ninth win in 10 games. Golden State warmed up for its Christmas Day clash with the Cavaliers by pulling out a 119-113 win at Detroit. Draymond Green made a tie-breaking dunk with 1 minute 31 seconds left, and Kevin Durant poured in 32 points as the Warriors earned their seventh straight win. Stephen Curry had 25 points and 8 assists to help the Warriors overcome a season-high 23 turnovers. Golden State tops the league at 27-4. In other NBA action, Kawhi Leonard scored 33 points and Patty Mills had 23 as San Antonio rolled past Portland 110-90. Oklahoma City carved out a 117-112 win at Boston behind Russell Westbrook's 45 points, 11 assists, and 11 boards. Harrison Barnes capped his 24-point performance by draining a running jumper with 7 seconds left to give Dallas a 90-88 win over the Clippers in Los Angeles. Houston had won 5 straight road games before Mike Conley scored 24 points, and the Grizzlies went on a 21-5 run in the fourth quarter in their 115-109 victory over the Rockets, in Memphis. Kyle Lowry provided 19 of his season-high 36 points in the final period to push Toronto past the Jazz 104-98 in Utah. Also in the NBA, Kemba Walker scored 20 points, and Nick Batum posted his first triple-double of the season in the Hornets' third straight win, 103-91 over Chicago. Paul Millsap capped a 9-0 run in the final 1 minute and 43 seconds with 2 free throws to lift Atlanta past Denver 109-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo had a career-high 39 points to go with 8 boards and 6 assists in Milwaukee's 123-96 throttling of Washington. Anthony Davis had 28 points, a career-high 22 rebounds and 4 blocks to send the Pelicans past the Heat in the NBA 91-87. Also, DeMarcus Cousins scored 21 of his 32 points in the second half of the Kings' 109-105 verdict over the Timberwolves. The L.A. Lakers lost for the 12th time in 13 games as Elfrid Payton had 25 points and 9 assists in the Magic's 109-90 triumph over Los Angeles. Phoenix stopped a 4-game skid by rallying from a 14-point deficit in a 123-116 triumph over Philadelphia. In NBA news, the NBA is just a few signatures away from finalizing its latest collective bargaining agreement. The Players Association has voted to approve a 7-year package that was tentatively agreed upon last week. The Board of Governors voted unanimously Wednesday to approve the deal, which runs through the 2023-2024 season and includes an opt-out for either side after 6 years. The average player salary is predicted to reach $8.5 million next season and $10 million within 4 years under the new deal. The league's record $24 billion television deal is responsible for much of the money that the sides are essentially sharing. And the Cleveland Cavaliers will be without starting guard J.R. Smith for at least 3 months following surgery on his right thumb. Smith suffered a complex fracture in Tuesday's win over Milwaukee. In top 25 men's college basketball, the 11th-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers will carry an 11-1 record into the holidays. Tariq Phillips scored 16 points. The Mountaineers shot 52% in a 92-61 rout of Northern Kentucky. WVU trailed 12-4 early in the first half, but they led by 7 at intermission before opening the second half on a 12-2 run. West Virginia scored 31 points off 25 Northern Kentucky turnovers. In other top 25 finals action, reserve Demetric Trice scored 14 points and Vito Brown added 11 and 8 rebounds as 14th-ranked Wisconsin cruised past Florida and A&M 90-37. Bronson Koenig added 8 points and led all the Badgers starters with just 22 minutes played. Jordan McLaughlin's layup with 4.5 seconds left in overtime lifted number 23 Southern California to a 94-92 victory over Wyoming in the Las Vegas Classic title game. McLaughlin was named the tourney's MVP after finishing with 22 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists in the final. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos will be without their top two tight ends and their leading tackler for their game at Kansas City on Christmas night, a game you can hear on KJAN beginning at 6 p.m. Sunday with a pregame show, the kickoff at 7. The Broncos at 8-6 on the season could see their playoff hopes evaporate with another loss to the Chiefs, who are 10-4 thus far. They've only won 3 of 19 December games in Kansas City. Winning there will be harder without safety T.J. Ward, who leads Denver with 87 tackles, and tight ends A.J. Derby and Virgil Green. All have concussions. Rookies Will Parks and Justin Simmons will replace Ward. The Broncos are down to Jeff Herman at tight end and are considering promoting another from their practice squad. Defensive end Derek Wolfe is questionable after missing practice all week with a neck injury and illness. Jets coach Todd Bowles has been hospitalized with what the team called an undisclosed illness. Bowles did not travel with the team for today's game against the Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The Jets say Bowles is in stable conditions, but it's uncertain if he would eventually join the team in time for their game. Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson will not play today at Green Bay because of knee and groin injuries. He returned last weekend for his first game in 3 months, playing 12 snaps and rushing for 22 yards on 6 carries in his return from surgery for a torn meniscus in his right knee. Jets running back Matt Forte is doubtful to play against New England today because of knee and shoulder injuries. Bilal Powell will likely start again in his place. And the Bears have activated linebacker Jarrell Freeman from the exempt commissioner's permission list just in time for today's home game against Washington. Freeman is returning from a 4-game suspension for violating the league's policy against performance-enhancing drugs. In college football news, Oklahoma running back Joe Mixon has made a tearful public apology more than 2 years after punching a woman and breaking bones in her face. Mixon was suspended for a year after his assault on Oklahoma student Amelia Molitor. He said at a news conference he wanted to apologize to her earlier, but his legal team advised him not to. Old Dominion has earned a victory in its first bowl game. David Washington threw for 3 touchdowns, and Ray Lowry ran for 133 yards on a TD as the Monarchs beat Eastern Washington 24-20 in the Bahamas Bowl. Washington broke a 17-17 tie by hitting Jonathan Duhart for a 5-yard TD in the fourth quarter. The win comes just 3 years after Old Dominion made the transition to the football bowl subdivision. The Eagles were led by Brogan Roback, who completed 26 of 46 passes for 300 yards, 2 TDs, and 1 interception. In Friday's other bowl action, Jonathan Barnes kicked a game-ending 32-yard field goal, and Louisiana Tech beat Navy 48-45 in the Armed Forces Bowl. The kick came after Navy freshman quarterback Malcolm Perry ran 30 yards for a touchdown in his only play with 3 minutes 46 seconds left in the game. Ryan Higgins threw for 409 yards and 4 touchdowns, 2 each to Trent Taylor and Carlos Henderson. And Jordan Chun scored on 3 short runs, and Troy picked off 4 passes in a 28-23 win over Ohio in the Dollar General Bowl. The Trojans' final interception set up Chun's last TD to make it 28-17. That is a check of sports on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.